If you get done, just give the invitation.
Where I need this tonight, but I might. Never know. There's one thing about it, you can't do nothing about him, can you?
Hey,
that's for sure. And that's I'm working a new Bible, and I don't hate Bibles, but I hate bringing a new one in. I tell you, I'm trying to get it on down. And but the Lord, He gave me been something in my heart all work for a month, I guess you might say. I've been trying to do everything but that this afternoon. I've read everything. I thought, Lord, don't let me preach something that I've preached before, that I know, you know. Lord, I never preached this before like I'm going to preach it, but He can't do it. I've tried that one long time ago when I first started preaching. I never tried it no more after that. And He said, that's it. But it's good to be here. And this time we're in, we need to be here.
Yeah.
I mean, it is bad out there. There's no doubt about it. And what's the bad about it? It's just so depressing.
Right.
I think that's worse than the sickness is. I think is if when somebody's so depressed, they're so scared, they're so afraid, to do anything. Unless they go to Walmart or Lowe's, they ain't afraid to do that. But you know, there it's just not a good time. It really ain't. It sure ain't. I've never seen nothing like it. You can't even be happy, can you? I know me and my wife or Sheila, sometimes I hate to say it, we'll drive plumb bowling and get a cup of coffee, get out of the house.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough, ain't it? Especially it's $11 for two cups. I think that even makes it worse. I don't pay it much for coffee very often, but I do anything to get out of the house for a little while. Of course, now she's got me walking. I bet I like the coffee better than I do the walking, though. That's a long ways to walk. Well, where she walks, she goes too far to get me used to it, but I thought maybe she'd back off, but she's not. She don't want to be left by herself. She said, I want you to get healthy. And I said, well, you're going to kill me like this, I tell you. Walk me to death. I said, well, you probably won't be. I plan on living to be 92 anyway. And you probably go 94 maybe, something like that. Unless the COVID gets me. If it gets me, that'll be all right too. I'll live forever. Eternity, no doubt about that. No doubt. I want to be in 1 Corinthians 15th chapter tonight. If you want to get your Bible and turn to it, and I ain't going to read too many verses, and I'm not going to bet. I told who was talking to Brother Wilbur, somebody said, now listen, here tonight now, you know you're going to get out earlier, not me up here. I said, now I'm not Brother Ricky. I can't do what he can do. I wish I could, but I don't. But we'll just see what the Lord wants. 1 Corinthians 15th chapter, starting with the first verse. It says, more of the brethren, I declared unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which you also have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I deliver unto you first of all that which I have received, how the Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He was seen to Cephas, then of 12. That He was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to this present, but some are fallen asleep. And after that He was seen of James, and then of all the apostles. And last of all He was seen of me, also one born out of due times. Let's pray. You be seated. Our most gracious and heavenly Father in heaven, Lord God, we come to You tonight, Father. We pray, dear Jesus, Lord, You help me tonight, Lord, bring out the words You want me to bring out, Father. Father, I pray, Lord, You just speak to the Lord and help me speak the word You want me to speak, Father, and bring this message out, dear God. Father, I pray that the Spirit of the Lord come to this place tonight, dear God. Come up on me, Lord, and use me, Lord. I might be a vessel, Lord, that You can speak to, Father. I get myself out of the way, dear God, and You just use me. And we love You. We praise You. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. Amen. Now, as I was reading this scripture here, and really what I got on it's going to be it says, more of the brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach, which is Paul, which also you have received, and whereof you stand. In other words, they receive the gospel and they can stand. You can stand on the gospel, can't you?
Amen.
That's one thing about it. You can stand on the word of God.
Amen.
That's what he's saying here. But this second verse, really what I'm going to be taking the subject out of, is by which also you are saved, which you are. The gospel is what saves you. As the word, if you don't know about Jesus, you ain't gonna get saved. I don't care who you are. You gotta know it. You gotta know this word. You gotta hear somebody tell you about the plan of salvation. Then it goes on and says, if you keep in memory. And that's going to be my subject tonight, the memory. Do you remember? A lot of times we as Christians, especially I do, a lot of times we forget about how it used to be. We forget how it used to be when you was on the other side, when you was lost. You remember when you was lost? You remember how you acted? You remember how you felt? You know, sometimes we need to go back and remember we received the gospel, and the gospel is what set us free, that we don't have to, we're not sin no more, or we can still get in sin, but we know it's been paid for by the blood. But sometimes we forget what we used to be like. Sometimes we see people, these sinners out here, we don't want to talk to them because we think we're too good. But I tell you what, they're just as good as we are. God said they was. That's who He come for, right? He come for the sinners. He come for me. I was a sinner. And you know what? I say I'm a sinner, but I'm saved by grace. Because I heard the gospel. I received it. And you know, sometimes on this memory thing, we forget. We forget about what all through the stories, everything Brother Rick's been talking on Wednesday night. I tell you what, I love Revelation, don't you all? I mean, if you ain't been here, you ought to be listening to it. You ain't gonna get a tape of it if he's taping it. That's probably one of the best. I love Revelations. But he ranked up better than anybody I've ever taught. And the reason why that we need this, it ain't because I'm going to go through it. You're not going to go through it if you're a Christian. But somebody is. I remember what the Word says about it. I remember what He's saying about it. We're not going through it. But somebody is. And so that means that we have a responsibility of telling people that what we do know, right? We got to remember that these lost people, they don't believe that. I mean, did you when you was lost? Not on the beginning, I didn't. No. I didn't believe it. I mean, I've heard them preach out at the end of time coming all out. So, well, one of these days I'll get there. And I'll remember. But I never did until the Spirit convicted me. So I really got to make the Lord got hold of me. And then, when I got saved, and then, now I remember how it was to be on the other side. I know sometimes it takes a lot of praying, and a lot of visiting, and a lot of talking, and never giving up, because I tell you what, the devil's not going to give up, right? He's never going to give up. He's always going to try to keep the lost there where they're at. Now, a little part of this verse here, it says this. It says, what I preach unto unless you believed in vain. He said, did you really get it? That's more or less what he's saying. You know, I preached to you. He said you stand there, but did you really believe it unless you believed in vain? Now, vain can mean a lot of things. I look at victory, it mean entry, it could be a, you know, more or less you could be, act like you got it, but you didn't get it. I mean, have you ever seen people like that said to God but didn't really get it? I've never seen them, but I think I have. What I'm saying is, I'm not going to say that they have been, because I can't do that because I can't read their mind. See, I know how to, I used to be on the other side. I don't know whether they have or have not, but I do know this. Without a doubt in my mind, if they have, then they're going to be doing things what's in this Bible. I remember what the Word of God said. When I got saved, I remember how I felt before, then I remember how I felt afterwards, how I was set free. How could nobody know about me? I was free as you can be. And the reason why I know is I remember what it was before. I remember what it felt like being bound. You don't remember what it felt like being bound? You know what? Right now the church is bound up pretty good. Now, they can't take it to hell, but we're bound because we forget what it used to be like. Amen? I mean, even, this, I know we can't hug people in this COVID and all this stuff here. I tell you, sometimes I get to hug my wife in church. I can't do that no more. I tell you, it's getting bad. But you know, you used to get close together and all that. But now, you remember how it used to be? We remember how the revivals used to be? You remember how people really, really, really loved Jesus and wanted to see people saved? About one revival that I had, and Brother Rick hit me at it. Best revival I've ever in my life. It probably, I don't know how many had saved. My daughter was saved, but I think what, 7 or 8, 5, I don't know how many it was. I've seen more people saved in revivals I've been in. But that revival was something different about it. It was special. I don't know what happened. He preached, people got saved, people got set free. And those people down in that church, and I wouldn't, he wouldn't, I worked, he worked, and Beth worked. Wouldn't they at the midnight, just standing outside talking? I couldn't understand it. Wouldn't nobody want to go home? I mean, they just stayed there. I mean, not just one, everybody did. Something was going on there, not in revival. I mean, the Spirit of God had come to that place, and it was like that for 5 nights or 6. Every night, they wouldn't go home. But he got through preaching. He preached good time. I'll tell you, he brought some preaching, boy. And we had a good Thursday night. We went over there. And we'd still just stand out there and talk, fellowship. They wouldn't go home. I remember things like that. Do y'all remember things like that? See, we need to start remembering how it used to be and what it still can be. Unless you believed in vain when you got saved. A lot of people claim that God didn't get it, I think. But the way the actions are, of course, I'm not the judge. I ain't going to. But I do know this. According to the scriptures, if you have what you have, you will be able to stand on it. And I can stand on this right here. You know the scripture where I believe, remember Lot's wife? Y'all remember Lot's wife? How many remember Lot's wife? Now, I know some of you remember Lot's wife. But how many young people you think will remember Lot's wife? That's probably not very many. But say, I remember Lot's wife. How do you remember Lot's wife? Because the scripture says what happened to her. You know, she was delivered out of Sodom and Gomorrah. She wouldn't burn the rest of them. But the Bible also says, told them not to look around and go when they left. What did Lot do? Or his wife? She looked around. What happened? Reckon the deer's come next on that salt rock. You know, I don't know. Was no good for nothing, was it? I mean, what you saying is when you got so much of the world in you, and she did. Yeah. She had more of the world than she had worry what God was trying to deliver about what's going to happen to her. She just had to look back. Well, she was more into that than she was God. I remember that. Y'all remember that? Have you ever been caught up in yourself where you've been, where you're more than I have? I tell you, up to this last few months, that Lord really helped me. He's blessed me. I'm telling you right now, the church has really blessed me. But sometimes you get so caught up in the world things. You know, you might go to church and on Sunday or whatever, but then it seems like that's okay. But that's not okay. It's more than just going on Sunday. You ought to be having church every day, all the time. What you have in your prayer, and you read and studying. I mean, that's what it's all about. Because we need to remember, it's all in this right here. We need to know that we need to step out and start doing things. Because if we don't, we're going to be hurting. And we are hurting, aren't we? I mean, in the church age, you're hurting. I mean, just look around you. You're right on the church on Sunday. Even if it wasn't pandemic, it still wouldn't be very many on Sunday nights no more. You two, they would all the time. You say, well, are you? Well, I do. I like going to church. You know why I like going to church? Because I remember what He done for me. Y'all remember what He done for you? I just read it. Died on the cross for us. Rose the third day. I remember He paid the price for me. So I love to go. You know why I like going to church? I remember who the head of it is. Y'all remember who the head of it is? It's Jesus. Why in the world when you want to go to a place where He is the one that's in charge? Now, He's got a pastor and a good one. But he is the one that's in charge. That's really why when He preaches, when the Lord gives Him, that's what the Lord wants to speak through us. That's just the way it works. I remember that. That's really why I like going to church. A lot of people don't like going to church much. They like going on Sunday morning. The rest of the time they don't watch television. Or they got all kinds. There's all kinds of excuses. I know I've made them. I've made every one of them. I mean, back a few years ago when I went to pastor and we said, we're camping some, I said, well, we don't have to go. I went all my life, which I have, or not all my life, but about 28 on. But you know what? Even the preachers can get away. They can get away. I'll tell you right now they can. When they think you're doing all right, that's most of them, that's when you ain't doing all right. When you think you've got it all down, that's when you don't have it all down. Because I tell you what, the devil is so tricky and so sneaky, you need him every chance. You need the church every chance you get. Why is the church so important besides him being the head? Because you know what, being Brother Eddie, we can go out here and we can fight a good battle. But I tell you what, we will probably get whooped somewhere along the line. But if I take all of you along, it's going to be hard to whoop us, wouldn't it? See, the more it's strength. Church, when the strength comes together, we can all pray for one another. I mean, get together. I mean, we need to bond them together. We need to remember that we are one family. I believe you brought that up this morning. Y'all remember that? Do y'all like to remember things like that? What is your best memory of a church service? I want you to say, what is your best memory of church service besides when you got saved? Well, that would have to be the best. Or when your kids got saved. That would have been my second best, probably. But what is the best? Can you just go back and just think for a little bit, what's your best memory of a good church service where you just felt like you was in heaven? Amen. I mean, see, sometimes you need them, don't you?
Yeah.
You know why? Because right now, We're living in hell on earth right now. I'm telling you, everything going on. I mean, he has turned things around, and I mean, man, I'm telling you what. And you know what? Someone said, "Well, if Trump got in and been saying Trump can't do nothing. It's going to take God." I voted for Trump. I wish he's in there, man. We do need him in there. But I tell you what's bringing this on is where we as church, not the lost people. Lost people have no power. It's the church got the power. When the church don't have the power, that means that the lost people and these demon things is going to take over. They ain't ready for them to take over just yet. When he takes over, then we'll be gone, I believe. It's time for we as a church start getting the power of remembering who God is. So remember where we at. So remember when we standing here, to what he's done for us. If he's done it for us, then we need to start standing and doing it. Amen? I mean, how many would love to see just a one big great revival again? You really would? I mean, but you know what causes big great revivals? Big great working. They don't just come just because you want one. I do remember when we had that drive we're talking about, but we've done a lot of praying. The church did a long time. I've never been in one like it. I ain't been in one since. Not like that. But it takes a lot of praying, a lot of wanting, and a lot of desire. A lot of desire for Him. I don't know about y'all, but do y'all love Him? I mean, I love Him so much. I tell you, He's done something for me that no one else could do. He took the liquor away from me. I used to really like that old stuff bad. I believe men used to come here. I used to really like it, and I still like the taste of it probably. But I don't drink it because I know what I ain't supposed to. A lot of things, you know, I like I don't supposed to do, and the reason why I don't is because I love Him. And you know, that's sort of like my father. My father told me, my dad, you know, things I wasn't supposed to do, and you know, I didn't do it. Something when I did do it, I know about it. He let me know about it real good. And my Father in heaven does too. See, I love Him. I want to try to please Him because He didn't only save me. He saved my family.
Amen.
He saved some of my friends and my parents. That's the reason why. I mean, He's done so much for me and my family and for you all. Man, we should always just keep on and on and on. You know, the Bible says over, I believe in Hebrews 10 chapter, maybe 19th verse, somewhere, just fail not to assemble ourselves together. As much as some are. In other words, in this last days, a lot of them are starting to sort of fall off a little bit. They think you don't need to have it. And I know during this COVID it's different. I ain't trying to get people to come that's sick. You don't need to come. You need to stay at home. If you got the flu, you need to stay at home. If you got anything, if you're sick, you need to stay at home. But we don't need to make an excuse out of staying at home. And I've done it. I've been the worst one, Lord. I don't like it. I tell you, I mean, anymore, I am right now. You know, I used to back when, back a few years, just maybe a year or two ago, you know, I wasn't as close as I ought to be, as close as I needed to be, but I tell you right now, these last few months, you know, if he wants to come, I wish he would come, I'm ready. But I won't see other people go with me. And you know, I ain't afraid no more. I ain't never been afraid for a long time. Well, I had a heart attack. I wasn't afraid. I ain't afraid. I said, I'm dying. I didn't think about dying, because see, Christians don't die, they go to heaven.
Yeah.
I just ain't go home, and I didn't want to leave my beautiful life back over. We've been married 51 years. That's a long time, David. When you get 51 now, years, I want you to get up and say something. He can't hear. Well, I'll write him a letter to tell him. When he gets married 51 years, then you get up. Be 52 years this year, and I don't know how she's put up with me, but you know what? You know how come we've been married 52 years? Because this right here. If that meant for this, honey, I'd have done been gone a long time ago. I'd been dead probably. Because I love the Lord and she loved the Lord. And she helped me and she led me and she worried me to death when she got me in church. And I'm glad she did. And she still worries me sometimes too. Ain't that something? I tell you right now. You know, sometimes I get ashamed. I get up in the morning, she'll be there reading. I thought, well, I ought to be doing the reading. But she gets up before I do. So we both can't get up at the same time. We got two little mutts we got to take care of. I'll stay with the dogs, and not these are dogs I'm talking about, not kids. No, these are dogs. They're little bitches, aren't they? And I'll take care of them and three, and then we'll sort of swap around. No, I tell you, she's been a good one to me. You know, I remember that. Y'all remember people been good to you all? Yeah, I mean, can you go back and some of these, Brother Ricky's talking about some of these people, you know, it's been here for years and years. It's passed on. You remember how it used to be?
Yes, sir.
It still can be, can't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you got more air. You got a whole lot better building now. You knew. I remember the little building you had, especially from the square. It was pretty small, but it was bigger enough, wasn't it? Every time that you need something bigger, He always furnished. That shows you when the Lord's in. That tells me when you don't get something when you don't need, but when you need it, He always furnishes.
Yeah.
And He'll keep furnishing here too. But what we got to do is we got to fall more in love with the Lord. Remember how it used to be, and remember what it can be. Remember what it can be. Remember what the Bible says, what it can be. That we have all power and authority according to Jesus.
Amen.
We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.
That's what the Word says. I believe it. I remember. I mean, sometimes I forget things. I'm bad about forgetting things. She said, I bet you're getting Alzheimer's. And I said, well, if I'm getting it, you are too. The other night, she was up there. She said, can you find my phone? I said, I was looking everywhere for it. Did you find it? And I went over, and she was on it. I mean, talking on it. I thought, I didn't say nothing. And I thought, yeah, no, I ain't that bad yet. Yeah, she's looking for it, and she's on the phone. I wish I had a video of that, but I tell you, I had a video of me out looking for one, and she was on the thing the whole time. I say, that's getting pretty bad, ain't it? But you know, that ain't what this is talking about. That's when you get a little older. We get a little older, get things on our mind. What this is talking about, you forget about who the Redeemer is.
Amen.
You forget about what He had done for us. Paul hadn't forgot there. It tells right here exactly what He done. He got it before the rest of them. He told the rest of them here. He hadn't forgot. He knows Him. He knows what we can all do. He knows what you can do. You know, I believe we can. Don't y'all believe we can? I believe we can do anything that Christ puts on our heart to do. That's not a doubt in my mind. I know that we can if we just stand on it, if we believe on it, and we start reading. I'm not going to write scripture, but we just start reading the Word that's been doing. And I do know all these things, you know, about remembrance. You know, that we had you don't have one here, I don't think, but I've seen a lot of in churches I pastor, they had a lot of little table here. It's in remembrance of me, you know, when you take the Lord's Supper. You know, I preached a sermon one time, and it's true. I think it was named, but wasn't memory, but remembrance. But it's, you know, it says on a lot of people, they take that Lord's Supper and they take it and they shouldn't be taking it. And everybody ought to take it if they're saved, ought to be repent if you ain't, get things right, or you ought to get things right. Because a lot of people are asleep because of it, taking it unworthy. And the Lord spoke to me after I was preaching about two years ago. At a church, and he really helped me. He said, well, what these people don't remember, read my people, a lot of people are sleeping. They don't really remember what He can do.
What?
He didn't only die for our sins, but the Bible says by His stripes we're healed.
Amen.
I mean, He's in everything we need, He's there. He's not dead, He's on the throne.
Amen.
I mean, He paid the price for our salvation,
yeah.
And He's also up there doing whatever else we need in our lives too. I mean, he gives a good life. I've got a good life. Do you all have a good life?
Yeah.
If you don't, go over in the Middle East, see what kind of life you got then. So we're really blessed over here.
Yeah.
Even with the Democrats, we're still blessed. I don't know how long it'll be, but we're still blessed. So see, God's sitting on the throne.
Yeah.
On the throne. You know, I shouldn't be saying about Democrats. I used to be one, too. I really ain't a Democrat or Republican. I am a Republican, but I'm always for the man that I think believes in the Lord more. We and I had one of them a long time. I tell you, we hadn't until he come in. I don't know where he was or not, but he acted like he was anyway. He done some good things, didn't he?
Yes.
He sure did. I think he remembered some things, I believe. I think. I sure do. And you know what? We can still remember things, too. Y'all remember? Can y'all remember? Can you just for a second, just remember the last time that the Lord really worked something in your heart. I mean, you would think, that's no way this could happen if He hadn't have done it. And can you all remember any time? I mean, just think about it. It couldn't have happened unless He done it. See, I like it when it happens like that. That's happened to me a lot of times. I mean, sometimes you use a preacher to preach something, it speaks to me, or even Sunday school teacher, or a song. There have been a lot of songs, I tell you, that spoke to me like that. But I remember it does something to me. But the Spirit of the Lord comes in and does something to my heart.
Amen.
It makes you feel good. It feels like you almost fly away.
Amen.
I mean, that's what makes it good, isn't it?
Yes.
I remember those things. And you know, a lot of times, you know what, the worst part about not remembering. I know y'all been around people who's got Alzheimer's. It's sad, isn't it? It's a terrible disease. My uncle had it, and I know a lot of people's had it. And I hope I never get it. If I do, go have cancer, have that, I think, because it's hard on the family. But it's nothing no worse than seeing somebody like that. You feel so far from them. What it would be like if you see a Christian go like an Alzheimer's, they forgot where to come from. They forgot how to act. They don't think the Lord knew nothing no more because they don't know Him like they did, because they hadn't read a while, they hadn't studied a while, they hadn't prayed in a while. They hadn't been in church in 10 years. Maybe they'd never been in church. Maybe they got it in vain. That'd be sad to be around those people too, wouldn't it? Because I'm afraid there's going to be a lot of them like that. Some of them says they got it, they ain't got it. And if they have got it, they need to get back where they are. I mean, that's the way I was. I had to get back. I tell you, I had to really get back. Because if I didn't, I couldn't help nobody. Couldn't help my kids, couldn't help my wife. Sure couldn't help myself. But I tell you, with the Lord's help, we can do all things. I do know that. But you can imagine somebody's like that. They can't remember. They can't help it. But a Christian can help it if they want to. A Christian, they can stand up and they can help it if they want to.
Amen.
If it just went out where you want to or not.
That's right, that's right.
And I want to. Don't you? I want to. Okay, would you bow your head? Let's pray. Lord, we come here tonight, Father, asking you, Lord, in the only scripture you've given us, Father, I know not much, but God, this is what you wanted. And Lord, I ask you not, Father, that you look upon these hearts, and that's here tonight, Lord. You're speaking to them. I know that you are. I can see. I ask you, dear God, Lord, that you just speak to them, Lord, that they make the move they need to be making, Lord, not for me, but Lord, for you, Jesus, that they'll come again.